Kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi poho, he parakuihi tēnei, you're listening to 95BFM Breakfast on this lovely Friday morning. I'm very excited for this. I've got a couple of special guests on the line, Morena to Anwan and Synthetic Children.
That's Maria. Yeah?
How are we?
Morena Rosetta. Very good. Very, very happy this morning that this EP's been like 2 years. Or even more in the making, eh? Like, wow. When did we even start it? Like, and it's finally out, so.
Big time waiting and stoked to have it out.
I'm excited to talk about it. The Joint Effort EP, it's sounding so beautiful, available out today on Bandcamp. I thoroughly enjoyed the first single, Blood Moon. I also really appreciated that the single, Blood Moon, was available for $999 dollars or more on Bandcamp at first. You don't know your worth, eh?
That's the strategy to send people to Andy's page instead of my page.
Okay. Yeah. I see.
It's $5 on my page. It's affordable on my page. And then we're just to kind of pull the traffic in that one place so we can just sort of, you know, logistical reasons basically.
Yeah,
and Sydney's just expensive, you know. Palmy stuff doesn't come cheap.
In case any rich people want to really give you a lot of money, it's good to have that option there for them.
Yeah, we're looking for the philanthropists on CZN Day.
Yeah,
music for philanthropy.
Yeah.
awesome.
Wherever they are.
Talk to me a little bit about how you two came together and collaborate on this and where that idea came from, because you're both like prolific DJs and producers in your own right. So yeah, what was it that brought you two together?
Do you want to start that one, Andy?
Yeah, I think because me and Georgia were talking about how we all connected, because we were talking about our gig for tomorrow, which we're playing in Palmy, and we had the theory that we all connected through Big Fresh, but I actually think I was just tapping into C's music before then or through other channels. I actually think I really started tapping into C's music when I saw her perform at Outlier Festival a couple years back, and that was a really, really cool sort of live jungle grime kind of ambient set that she did at Whammy Bar, and that was just really, really amazing to see. And I think from that point, I was like, nah, this is like an artist I really, really want to work with at some point and maybe even make a project with. And then, yeah, I think we just started chatting online, eh? And then we just, at one point we were like, hey, let's just make some music. And then the first track that we made was Mountain Flower Self. And then I just sent a bunch of stems over, a bunch of like loops and like bass kind of sounds. And then C just went fully in on that and basically made the whole song. And then I kind of like went back in and then added a few little bits and pieces, and then we just sort of went back and forth a bit there, and then took a bit of a breather because we had all these other projects on, and then we made Blood Moon next, not too long after, but like a little bit after, and then eventually we made Joint Effort, and then we kind of sat on it for a little bit longer, you know, because, you know, like just being busy and all that kind of stuff, and then After a while, we're like, oh yeah, no, we definitely want to kind of drop this. And then, but no, I think given the fact that we didn't have any single session like in person, I think we fed off each other really, really well. And I think like intuitively, we just kind of knew what we wanted, and I think we both kind of wanted the same thing. What would you say, Sue?
I totally agree. I think I think if you're at something like Outlier Fest, or if you end up at like the same show, like seeing each other, it's going to lead to, you know, you've got similar taste and similar, like, I guess, interests in what you want to get out of music. And I've always just really enjoyed Andy's production and like creation of tracks on Big Fresh and his solo stuff as well. So it was just really like nice to have someone keen to make something together. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I feel like it sounds as though you both started off as just sort of fans of one another's stuff. So that's quite a nice way to come together and work together, eh?
Oh, hard. And like, I mean, that's just like the best way, you know, like you just sort of, and that's, those are the people you should collab with, just people that you just really respect and have a lot of love for just in themselves as like solo artists, you know. And then I think that's like the best way going forward. And as C says, like, you know, if you're already going to the same shows, you know, then like more likely that you'll be on the same page about stuff or like a similar page. So, yeah.
Mm. I want to talk a little bit more about this process of like living on opposite sides of Te Kau Maui and going back and forth and not having in-person sessions together. Is that something you're quite used to in terms of collaboration, or was it quite a new experience for you both, like doing that remotely?
It was pretty new for me being based in Papaioia. Like, I definitely know a lot of other artists through the internet, and like my main like regular communication is through that, because not a lot of touring artists come through through Old Palmy these days. But the process of creation over the internet was something new. I definitely like thought that I wouldn't enjoy it that much, because like I really enjoy in person sessions, but I definitely kind of realized that like there's something creatively like interesting about receiving sounds or loops, and then I sort of translate them into my world and bounce them back, and Andy translates them into something else, and without talking, I think it actually led to a really interesting creative process, and like the tunes that came out were really cool. So I think it can be really cool.
It almost sounds on par. Sorry, you go, Andy.
I think I completely agree with C. Like it was a very new thing. Like obviously like C, like I definitely have like a lot of internet friends who like I've eventually met over the years, you know, when they come up to Auckland or I go down to wherever. But like I'm just saying, like it was a very new thing where I wasn't sure if I like how it would work, you know. I'm working remotely where you can't like immediately communicate and go, oh no, like can we change that a bit, or like let's try this instead, which you can do easily in person. But like I think just to add to what C was saying, I think it was really cool because I think we were both able to just be in our own space for it. So like we both had like the chance to really just lock in on like our techniques and our styles and just have like a whole session, and then we'd submit it, you know, like back to each other. And then so it was collaborative in the sense where we obviously did give each other feedback and stuff, but like I think it really brought out the most of ourselves in it as well, you know, because I think we both just had the chance. I think that's like a kind of cool thing of remote working, where like, you know, like you have a bit more time and hours to like, you know, just like be by yourself and like, you know, go, okay, well, what should I do more on this? And I think that's like a really cool part of remote working, I feel.
Yeah, it almost sounds on par with like sending your stems off to someone to make a remix and then just like waiting to see what they come up with. So cool.
Yeah, it was a lot like that, but like multiple phases of like stemming out and all that kind of thing. But yeah.
Was there any particular moment where either of you felt like you got something back and you were like, whoa, that was not what I was expecting at all?
I think that for me personally, we were on a pretty similar interest line about the EP. And it wasn't so much something coming back and me being like, whoa. It was more stuff coming back and me being like, damn, that is exactly what I heard happening, and Andy did it.
Cool.
Like I would take it to point A, but I would, in my head, I'd be imagining a certain point B, and hearing someone else, like, without that explicit communication, hearing someone else, like, sort of see a similar vision to you is very cool.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that was so remarkable, eh? And I think as well, like, yeah, it was never like, oh, whoa, like, where's this going? It was always like, like, C would, like, make these really amazing, like, ambient intros, which I think are, like, some of my favorite parts of, like, the EP, which is something I don't really tend to do as much, you know? Like, I think I focus, like, the least on intros a lot, you know? But I think it was, like, so it's really cool, like, you know, and that kind of goes back to, like, remote working, you know, kind of thing, where, like, we just have, like, a whole session to ourselves and we can just, like, really cook on it, you know? And I think that was, like, the really cool kind of stuff where I was, like, oh, well, like, that was exactly what I wanted, but, like, but it was still, like, really amazing just to kind of, like, get it back and go, oh, wow, this is, now, like, this track is, like, on this whole other level, you know, and, yeah, no, like, that's, yeah, real sick. Or even just, like, the sound choices, like, it would be kind of what I was imagining, but then, like, it would be, like, a version of that which, like, I wouldn't do myself, and then it would, like, C would do it, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that was exactly it, you know, and, yeah, no, I think that was quite remarkable, yeah.
Cool. Sounds like such an awesome collaborative process. Everyone can head over to Bandcamp and get the Joint Effort EP from And One and Synthetic Children now. Thank you so much, Andy and C, for joining me for a Corridor this morning. Hopefully we can have you up here soon, C, and see you guys perform together.
Yeah, you have to find me out with that big FM budget.
Oh, yeah. You know we've got it waiting for you.
Yeah. I know.
Very good. Thank you so much, guys. We're going to listen to Mountain Flower Salve from the new EP out now on Bandcamp. Thanks, team.
Thanks, team. We'll be right back. Thank you.